When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast on a Thursday. Texans Chiefs, Saturday, noon, kickoff. Seth and I have you for Texans Countdown at 9 a.m. here on Sports Radio 610. Headline, Cardinals Nolan Arenado nixes trade to Astros. For now, as we know, the Astros may be dealing with a third base situation here. Well, they are dealing with one. They're trying to re-sign Alex Bregman. I don't know how well that's going right now. Bregman, we can talk about Bregman in a second. The Bregman thing's getting a little bit interesting to me from a certain standpoint. But we know that, Seth, the rumors were the backup plan, if Alex Bregman were to leave, they've got Isak Paredes in the building now. He can play first base or third base. They've got a big first base problem, too. So Nolan Arenado is somebody the Astros were pursuing. The Athletic first reported it on Saturday that the Astros had emerged as a legitimate suitor for Arenado. This I'd not heard, and this is an article from Katie Wu and Chandler Rome. By the end of the weekend, the Astros had a deal in place to acquire the third baseman, and there was a growing sense within the organization that it would land the eight-time All-Star. Okay, so that's it. And now Arenado has a no-trade clause, and that'll be what we get into in a second. That part is interesting to me because this is after the Paredes trade for Tucker was already done. So Paredes is in the building. They had a deal in place to get Nolan Arenado. That's a massive tell as to where they are with Alex Bregman right now.
They were on the one-yard line, according to one of the people involved.
Yeah.
They were ready to go, and then all of a sudden, and this was a surprise to the Cardinals as well, Arenado basically said, I'd like to see what else is out there.
A little bit. So this is what Chandler Rome and Katie Wu say. Instead, according to multiple leaked sources, Arenado declined to waive his no-trade clause, preferring not to make a decision this early in the offseason. We got to keep in mind, there's still 2 months left and change of the MLB offseason. That decision is not final, and the Astros are going to continue to talk. What's unclear is whether the Astros we'll move on to a plan B here. You know, go sign Christian Walker, and now your corner infielders are Walker at first and Paredes at third, and then you move on with that. There's still interest in Houston. The interesting thing to me is that reportedly Arenado's hesitancy with the Astros had something to do with, A, the Kyle Tucker trade. You know, what direction is the team moving right now? And B, where they're at with Bregman. And I'm going, why do you care? The only reason they're pursuing you is because Bregman may leave.
Right.
Bregman might be leaving. I don't know if I want to go there.
I got this vision of Arenado kind of being on vacation and not paying much attention. And then he sat down to read a little bit when he was presented with the potential trade.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, they still got Bregman, right? And they're like, no, you'd actually be replacing Bregman. And when a team like the Dodgers or somebody else might be in play, or the Yankees, who knows? This was interesting because there's a lot about this trade where immediately it feels a whole lot like Jose Abreu. You got a guy in his mid-30s who's been on the decline offensively for the last couple of years.
Yep.
One of the things that offsets that is that the Cardinals were going to pay a good chunk of his salary still. Yeah. The Cardinals are getting they're trying to clean house because they're going to have reduced TV revenue and for a bunch of other reasons. Yeah.
Yep.
So, but they were willing to pay a chunk of Nolan Arenado's salary. So it could still happen. It's just Arenado's got it on pause right now.
Yeah. Originally, the Astros were on the list of teams that he was okay with going to.
Yeah.
And then he kind of paused when he'd watch how the last week or so unfolded with the Tucker trade. Along those lines with the numbers, just to give you an idea, because I think most Astro fans listening know that Alex Bregman's looking for $200 million you know, over the next several years, reportedly. The Arenado deal would essentially be, for the Astros, a three-year $45 million deal.
Mm-hmm.
He's set to make more than that with the Cardinals, but a lot of it's deferred money, which I believe the Cardinals would owe, if I'm not mistaken. And then the salaries, the Cardinals would be picking up about $5 million each year in salary over the next few years. So they would be paying, the Cardinals would essentially be paying to get rid of Arenado. I would be interested to see what exactly would be required to go to the Cardinals in a trade. You know, as we know, the Astros, not the deepest farm system right now. But the bottom line is the Astros had a deal they were comfortable with, ready to go to trade for Nolan Arenado. And Arenado says, nope, at least for now, no on that one. So we know that most everybody, you know, like the last 7 or 8 years, starting with Verlander, you know, Verlander was I think, a tipping point in terms of guys with prominent profiles wanting to come play here. And then the Astros became a place that guys did want to come play for several years because you knew there was almost, you were almost assured of at least making the ALCS. Is Nolan Arenado's hesitancy here a sign that we are heading back into the pre-golden era days where we got to sell people on coming
here?
Well,
the bookend kind of thing that would make sense is that, man, in 2015, Cole Hamels turned down a trade to the Astros because, no, I'm not going to the Astros. Plus, he had family up in Dallas or whatever.
Yeah, he went to the Rangers and
stuff. Yeah, but that was... That was a last slap in the face in terms of people, marquee players, just looking at the Astros as a place I wouldn't want to go.
Right.
And that was the year the Astros first made the playoffs and started this window.
That's right.
So, there's some symmetry there that, oh boy, we're not back to square one by any means, but the bloom is off the rose a little bit. I think going into last season or any of the previous couple of seasons, I don't think that this was as likely. I think it would be a slam dunk. Hell yeah, I want to go there and just, yeah.
Well, especially when you hear that the story, when you see in Chandler's story here, that a big reason why Arenado is essentially, for the time being, taking the Astros off his approved no-trade clause waiver list is because of the moves they've made or not made over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You know, like that speaks directly to, okay, how competitive can this team be?
You know, the thing about it is if you let go of Bregman, and I know Arenado hasn't been the same guy offensively the last couple of years, but defensively, he's still very, very good. And we've talked about that with Bregman. All right, well, you get, and then even when Bregman's slumping, you've got his very competitive at-bats. Arenado still does that really well. You know, his strikeout percentage is in the top 10 percentile in a good way. His whiff rate is like in the top 10 percentile in a good way. So you still do get, and I don't think that goes away. You might not get outright production, but you get a really good defensive player that can give you competitive at-bats.
His pull rate is really, really high too. Not to get too nerdy, but that's a big reason why they love Paredes since 2022. Has the second highest pull rate. Arenado is in like the top 20 of all players in pulling the ball. And so you're talking about tailoring your lineup to at least 81 games worth of the Crawford
boxes.
Right,
that's not too technical.
Yeah.
That's like, hey, look at that wall and how close it is.
Yeah.
Hit ball over there.
I just know anytime you throw a word in front of rate, they're like, people are like, oh, that's a rate. It's advanced stats.
You just say he pulls the ball a lot.
Pulls the ball a lot. Yep, that's what he does. He pulls the ball a lot. Someone says on the text page that Arenado is willing to play first. That's fine.
Yeah.
They have the point being that they've already got Paredes in the building, that they were pursuing another corner infielder that much.
Mm-hmm.
Fine, if he played first, then Paredes would play third. Like all signs are that Bregman is gone. You know, like this team is behaving like a team that thinks that Alex Bregman will not play for them.
I think the only chance is if the market isn't what Bregman expected it to be for his services.
Okay, now that gets interesting here. You and I talked about this off the air yesterday.
Yeah.
I am very curious what kind of offers he's getting right now.
Right.
If maybe the market's not what he thought it would
be. I don't think it's going to be like the Dallas Keuchel situation where, you know, Keuchel went all the way until July before he
signed. Bregman will be back here before he'll be an Astro before that happens.
Unless there's a trade for Arenado before that. You know, he might get left out in the lurch.
Oh, yeah, left out in the cold.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that there's a 5 and 6 year deal out there for Bregman right now.
I would imagine
so.
There's just too many teams that are willing to burn the last couple years of the contract.
Yep.
Is this, emotionally, if you're Bregman, this would be the thing that maybe if there was anything holding you back and maybe where you were going to give a little bit of a hometown discount or anything like that, I would imagine that finding out that the Astros were all in on Arenado and it was Arenado that pulled out the rug, that'd be like, you know, it'd be like if you leave your wife and then your new girlfriend dumps you and you come back and you're like, honey, I've reevaluated things. And, you know, I never really appreciated all that.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Like
the Astros can't go to Bregman and be like, no, baby, it was all good. We were just, you know, it was just playing the game, you know.
I think Bregman understands. That's funny to think about it that way. I think Bregman understands the business side of it.
No, he totally understands the business side of it. But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you wanted there to be any kind of a sentimental attachment, this would have severed that.
Oh, yeah. That's a great point. Yeah, right. Hey, Alex, you know, like, remember all the good times we had?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you completely lose any of that.
You just banged Arenado. What are we talking about?
The pictures are all over Instagram. How do I come back
Chandler
to this?
Rome wrote about it.
You changed your Facebook status.
Chandler Rome wrote about it in that smut rag, The Athletic.
Now I got to live with that for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
It's like Hamilton's wife. Hamilton, the musical.
Hamilton. Yep.
Kyle Hamilton.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And the Astros have gotten approval to waive the no trade clause prior to agreeing to a deal. I don't know how the sequencing of how that all works.
Wait, what was the question?
shouldn't the Astros have gotten approval to waiver the no trade clause prior to agreeing? It's up to Arenado. It's up to Arenado.
I feel like the no trade clause is the thing that is just, for whatever, there's something in our brains that makes it hard for people sometimes to understand that, no, the no trade clause means that the player has control in the situation.
Yeah.
It's not the team that decides whether or not he gets traded.
Just tell Arenado, man, you're St. Louis versus Houston. Like, Houston's just a way better city, bro. Just come down here. It's just a way better city than St. Louis.
Well, I think he knows he's going to be elsewhere. It's not Houston versus St. Louis. It's Houston versus LA, Houston versus New York, whatever it might be.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know who likes Houston a lot?
Who?
CJ Stroud's mom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She's starting a podcast with Paris Johnson's mom. The Mom's POV podcast. They had a trailer video for it.
Yeah.
I was very excited to hear this. You know that I have quarterback PTSD, that I want CJ to be here for a long, long time.
One of the coolest things about training camp for me last year was watching Kimberly Stroud and Will Anderson's parents and a lot of those other young guys that came from big time programs, still kind of like wide eyed about the fact that their sons were in the NFL.
Yeah,
like it was really cool. It's
feels like a high school team.
And it's like like a really good AAU team or something. But like they all. They just all genuinely appreciative of how cool it is that their kids are in the NFL.
Yeah,
it's nice.
This is CJ's mom, Kimberly Stroud, on the Mom's POV podcast.
Houston is an amazing city. I mean, it's so amazing, and the people there are even more amazing. Yes. But
and I know the food is great. I've had some of the food.
Yeah, the food is amazing.
The food is great.
And it's like, there's so many aspects to Houston, but when, you know, we got there, it was like our eyes were just like widened, you know, our whole family. And so we had to learn like the way that Houston works and the freeways. Ooh, goodness.
Same here. You know? Same here.
That seems to be the biggest thing. Remember Diggs when he first got here?
Yeah.
And he feels like Houston is home now as well, as he said on Good Morning Football. He was tweeting about missing an exit.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I missed an exit, I had budgeted another 18 minutes into my trip.
Right. Well, yeah. But the beauty of it, though, too, is that, and you learn to appreciate this, the feeder road system is novel to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Especially if, you know, a lot of these other cities up north, they're older cities that were laid out before the automobile was a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Whereas Houston, because they had all these wide open spaces to do whatever the hell they wanted. You can have as many lanes as you want. Just explore the area a little bit.
Yeah.
So, but the beauty of being able to miss an exit, but to have an instant mulligan in that you've got a dedicated U-turn lane and all of that, it just, you learn to appreciate it over time, but it's confusing. I remember I was at an appearance once where DJ Swearinger was signing autographs at a car wash.
Okay.
And I was there kind of emceeing the event and everything. And it was DJ's rookie year. And I got on the phone with DJ and I was trying to explain to him what his GPS was telling him. And I had to explain and I said, well, so you're on the feeder road. So just stay on the feeder road. And he's like, what's a feeder road?
What's a feeder road?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did he make it?
Eventually. Yeah, eventually. He got there.
He did?
But it wasn't his. He would have been on time if he had been able to understand
the
complex instructions from the GPS.
You're right. Once you get the hang of it, it's awesome.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
but it takes a while. It's just different.
It does. I was glad to hear CJ's mom say she likes Houston so much.
Yeah, though I hadn't heard that clip yet, so I was glad that she said her eyes were wide open.
Yeah.
Or opened wide to just everything about it. That's exactly the impression I got last year. Very endearing.
Very endearing, no doubt. No doubt. All right.
She watches my YouTube channel, which makes me kind of nervous sometimes, yes.
Does it alter your approach at all?
No.
I always give a little bit of,
I'll always give a little bit of like, hey, listen, I'm not saying this out of animosity or anything, but I feel like...
You're here to tell it like it is.
Right. Yeah. I'm on YouTube. I'm not a jerk ever. I've tried to be less of a jerk on radio. You know, I falter. Maybe like once an hour.
Yeah, we all do. Yeah, we all do. Just keep trying.
Right.
That's all.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good. But on your YouTube channel, you kind of dial it back a little bit?
Well, I just, I don't know. It's just different. I'm trying to do, I don't know.
It's different vibe.
It's just different than radio. Yeah.
All right, headlines coming up next. We got some hardware for a Houston Texan back at practice as well. Thursday night football tonight. This one is of interest to Houston Texan fans, and we will tell you why in headlines coming up next.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.